Redham Cubbets softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast the Cubbets game against New Caney Porter made possible by the Redham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show was sponsored by Mattress Guys, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Redham National Bank, Brandit Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BBR Material, Redham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegger Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. Go to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, for the pregame after these words from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
All right, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you once again out to Alumni Field for Brenham Cubbets softball here on KWHI. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange. And the Brenham Cubbets coming up with a couple of big wins yesterday as they won their first game 12-4 and then took the second game 13-0. Just a great way for them to bounce back after Thursday, having a couple of tough losses, to come back and get a couple of easy, pretty easy wins.
You know what, the thing of it is, Doug, and you and I talked about this, and you and I both are very, very familiar with tournaments. Give credit to Coach Roberts, which she does with this tournament. She brings in some very, very high quality competition, mm-hmm. and it's a good way for these youngsters that, and we have to say that, realistically. Yep. Mm-hmm. The Cubbett softball team is a young softball team. Great experience from them. You may have to take a couple, they took a couple of lumps on Thursday, but bounced back real strong yesterday. So very exciting. We're looking forward to a game today, and I think we're going to see a very good contest.
Yeah, and our player that day yesterday, Mackenzie team, in the two games going 7-for-7, with a home run, her second of the year. And then also her sister Allie teaming as well with an inside the parker. She had a big game in that second one as well. And the offense doing a really good job yesterday.
I tell you, you made the comment about McKenzie. I'm going to answer that in two words, senior leadership.
Yeah.
Doing a very good job. Allie is just, you know, we heard so many things about her as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you what, she's matured a little bit. And I think we're going to see her mature a lot more. Well, it's going to be really exciting to watch these young ladies grow.
Absolutely. And we got more to come here on the pregame show as Brendan Cabet's getting set to take on New Canaan Porter. And back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area's sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
What did he say?
As we come back here, and the Brenham Cavettes getting set to face off with the New Canaan Porter Lady Spartans here at Alumni Field, where so far, fingers crossed, although they did get a little damp over here, but not enough to call the game off, and so we are going to get things underway. Originally, we were supposed to get started at 11 o'clock, but due to the head of game in front of ours, they had a lightning delay this morning that pushed their time back, and so we had to wait for them to get finished. But they're through now. Now it's just a matter of time before we get ours going. But I know for the Cubettes, after the success they had yesterday, they've got to be really ready to get back out on that field again.
I know it. I'm going to make a funny comment here, Doug. I know these coaches all want to get this ball game in, but I can tell you right now, I can take you to 1,000 people in Washington County that will say, let the sky fall out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we do need the rain.
Right. But it's okay. That's all. It's all in fun.
Oh, yeah. And so we are awaiting on that. And fans continue to file in over here at Alumni Field to take this one in here today. And plenty of good seats here if you want to come by and take the game in or bring your own lawn chair. And sitting out along the fenced-in area, you can do that as well. And we are just sitting tight and waiting for this one to get underway. And we're going to go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, we'll have more on the pregame show after we hear these words from our Brenham Cub, or excuse me, our Brenham Cub at pregame sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
All right, as we come back here, we're awaiting the start of the Brenham Cubettes and the New Caney Porter Lady Spartans. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and Tommy's gone down to see if he can go get a lineup for us from New Caney Porter. And we do have the Cubette lineup already, and we'll give that to you in a little while. But first, I want to talk about some of the other sports going on. Congratulations last night to Coach Colby Andrews and the Brenham Cub basketball team. Third straight year, they have clinched their playoff spot. And so they'll be getting into that not next week, but actually week after next. So congratulations to those guys. Great season. And looking forward to seeing them again down the road. Also, the Burton Panther boys basketball team, they are going to the playoffs. They clinched their berth last night, even without playing. They had a bye last night, but with Bremont's victory over Iola, Burton is now going to be in the playoffs. First time in 7 years that the Burton boys basketball team has made it, so I know those guys have got to be happy over there. And now we'll see if we can get Blinn going again. They had a rough one yesterday, lost both games of doubleheader, but they're going to be playing, or they're scheduled to play at Leroy Dreyer Field against McClendon this afternoon at 2 o'clock in a single nine-inning game. So we wish the Bucks the best. And then, of course, coming up Monday, Brenham Cub basketball. Cubs are having their, Brenham Cub baseball having their season opener on President's Day. And that'll be at 1 o'clock start time, 12:35 pregame here on KWHI. And we hope you can join us for that. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, we are going to have our starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear these words from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels, built to perform, built to last, built right.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball. Because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to take a look at your starting lineup. And for the Brenham Cubettes, well, it's the starting lineup is brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service of pest management. And you can find a plan that works for you. For a free quote, give them a call. And for the Brenham Cubettes, it'll be Mackenzie Tiemann leading things off, playing third base. Batting second will be the catcher, Harper Castillo. Batting third will be the pitcher, Leighton Davis. Batting fourth, first baseman, Kylie Baker. Batting fifth will be the designated player, J.C. Hager. And then batting sixth will be the center fielder, Alden Jacks. Batting seventh will be Payson Gurka, the second baseman. And then batting eighth will be the left fielder Sander Prieto. Batting ninth will be the shortstop Allie Thiemann, and the flex player and also playing right field McKenna Kimmich. And that is the starting lineup. And all right. Oh, joy. We just got the Porter lineup, and they didn't put anybody's first names on.
Sorry, there. Dag. I was going to come up here and brag. I got the lineup so quick, she didn't give me a roster.
But, okay.
So we're going to go El Ramirez.
Yeah, we'll have to do it that way, I guess. But we're getting the last finishing touches on the way. In the meantime, let's go ahead and take another break and be back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Brenham Cup baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cup baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
As we come back here, the coaches are meeting with the umpires. We actually had a good conversation with the umpires while we were waiting in the lightning delay they had earlier. And seemed like a couple of really nice fellas. And
we learned a lot.
Yeah.
We learned a lot.
We got a good amount of info on that. Like the one doing home plate, he was telling us he's only 23. Yeah.
We learned one thing that they like also. Get in one pitch.
Yeah, at least get in one pitch. That way, no matter what happens, you get paid.
Yeah.
All right, and their Cubettes about ready to take the field here. And I didn't know if we were going to have official intros or if we're just going to... It looks like they're just going to go right into it, and so we're going to take one. We got one more break we got to get in, and then we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. the Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now for our first pitch as Leighton Davis is in the circle. And she'll be working to Harper Castillo back behind the plate, right side of the infield. Kylie Baker at first, Payson Gurka at second. And the first pitch to Ramirez is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Left side of the infield, Allie teaming at short, McKenzie teaming at third. Into the outfield, Allen Jackson center, flanked and right. By McKinnick and Mitch and left by Sandra Prieto. And that's a line drive right there to Allie Tiemann, and that's out number one.
To a good first pitch, good second pitch. Nice play by Allie at short.
Yeah, that's the way we like to get it started on a good note there. And it's also time for our game time weather update brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, go to blinn.edu. And right now here at the ballpark, we've got 73 degrees outside. And rain starting to enter the forecast. It's climbed up a little bit here. And the chances of rain will as that's a ground ball to Tiemann. McKenzie Tiemann this time throws on to Baker. And that's two away. Two quick outs. And we're supposed to get to 74 for the high this afternoon, and then tonight low down to 60 degrees, and then rain pretty much throughout the rest of the day today, and finally tapering off about between 9 and 10 tonight. And that is your weather update as Ellen's Pickens batting and playing third base today. And now, let's see if Davis can get a quick 1-2-3 inning here. Davis got the win in game one of yesterday's pair. And this one swung on it, foul away, hit off the light pole. Gotta be careful, don't. Because that's one of the good ones. We don't want to lose. We done already lost two out here. We don't need another one to go down.
Yeah, really.
And squaring away to bunt, pulls the bat back, and a ground ball to short. Oh, took a bad hop there on Tiemann, and it's going to be an E6 that allows Pickens to get aboard. And that'll bring up Herrera, the cleanup hitter.
I tell you what, Ella Pickens had good speed also. When you bobble one like she did like that, you're not going to get her at first base anyway.
No. And that one up high for a ball, and it's 1-0. Yeah, took a wicket out. You want to say on the dirt, but at this point it's maybe a little more mud than dirt out there. And pitch is a strike.
That's the younger umpire, Doug, behind
yeah.
the plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one foul away over towards the batting cage area down the right field line.
Got to bring up Doc's name right now. He would be impressed with those men in blue because
yeah.
normally he has comments.
Yeah. Man, that one outside of ball, 2-2.
But then he would come back and say, that won't last long.
And pitch foul away. Two balls and two strikes. End up landing down at the feet of the catcher, Castillo. Pitch is up high for a ball. It's 3-2. And that one is sent to left field. And over making the grab there is Prieto for out number 3. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the first. New Kenny Porter, nothing. Cubettes coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham. Your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Okay, and we got to correct it on the third baseman. That is Evans Pickens. And I'm guessing that's... they don't have a roster listed on Max Preps, but the coach's last name is Evans Pickens, so that probably the coach's daughter, I would assume. Anyway, we're back here, and it's Salas in the circle, getting set to pitch to the top of the Cubhead batting order. Mackenzie Tiemann, Harper Castile, and Leighton Davis. And Mackenzie Tiemann stepping in, coming off a huge couple of games yesterday. Going 4-for-4 in the first game and 3-for-3 in the second game. And pitched down low for a ball.
And the home run you and I witnessed was a no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. That was her second home run of the year. And that one foul up the first base side. It's a 1-1 count. And next pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-1. And that one line drive, down the line, fair ball. Team is digging for 2, and she's heading her second, going to slide, and she's in there with a double.
Picking up right where she left off.
Absolutely. Now Harper Castillo batting here. Now let's see if Harper can move her over. Or better yet, bring her in. I was noticing too on center field, they didn't even put the flags out this morning. Which, with the weather, can't say I blame them. And pitch taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and there's nobody at third, as the Tiemann is going to head home and score the first run of the ball game. That'll be an E2 and a run scored. And it's 1-0 Cubettes. And Mackenzie Tiemann just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow. focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. Yeah, that pitch is taken for a ball. It's 3-0 now to Harper Castillo with Leighton Davis waiting on deck. Salas with her next pitch, and that one sent out to right field. And over in making the catch is Hughes for out number one.
You know, I get it, Doug, but Harper had 3-0, and I guess she really enjoyed the pitch she got and went for it on 3-0, but hit it right to the right fielder.
Yeah, and that'll bring up Leighton Davis. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they let her swing there. Yeah, pitch was taken for a ball. It's 1-0. I remember our old friend Lanny Williams, when he was the coach of the Cubs, he was like, we asked him about whether or not they have the green light on 3-0. He said, nobody's got the green light on 3-0.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of like you.
And Davis sends one a fly ball out to center field. Center fielder takes charge, and that's two away. And now that'll bring up Kylie Baker.
I tell you what, my coaches, if you would have even given a second thought and you had 3-0 about swinging at a pitch, there would have been some choice words.
Baker takes the first pitch on the outside corner, and it's strike one. So 1-0 Cubettes here in the bottom of the first. And that one up high for a ball. 1-1 count. And that one take it up a little bit high, and it's 2-1. And down low for a ball. 3-1 count now on Kylie Baker. And that one's popped up over to the first baseman. And she'll haul it in for out number three. So in the inning for the Cubettes, they do get one run on one hit. There was one error and nobody left on. And we've got one inning in the books. Cubettes lead it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center. 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tieleman Construction and Stagant Tieleman Plumbing. Your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
Coming back, top of the second inning. And Leighton Davis will be working to Pruitt, Hayes, and Herrera. As Brenham Cubettes lead it 1-0. Also good base running by Mackenzie Tiemann in that top or the bottom half of the first. And first pitch to Pruitt is outside for a ball, 1-0. Cubettes dressed out today in the green pants with, white jerseys with green sleeves and green letters and numbers. I want to ground ball to second. Gurka up with it. Throws to Baker at first, and that's one away. Meanwhile, for the Spartans, they're in red pants with black jerseys and red letters and numbers with white trim. And this will be the designated player, Hayes, who's hitting for the pitcher, Salas. First pitch, taken down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch coming, foul tip at our feet, and it's 1-1. And I want up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike.
Glancing down there at Layton's dad, analyzing every pitch.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
And ground ball foul up the third base side over toward the Cubhead dugout.
Yeah, but I love it. Cubhets have some great parents. Looking over at New Caney Porter, great support over there. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do. You know,
oh, absolutely.
The greatest times of their life, you know, enjoy it with them.
And ground ball, it's foul up the third base side again, holds the count.
I like the pitch there by Layton, you know, pitch down in the lower part of the strike zone inside. Doing a good job mixing her pitches up and moving them around.
Yeah, that one foul tip. And Hayes staying in there. And another foul ball.
I tell you what, she's hanging in there.
Getting just enough of the pitches to foul them away.
Layton making really, really good pitches. And Hayes doing a good job hanging in there.
And this one, ground ball, foul ball. That one up the third base side over toward the left field corner.
That 91 or 92? Foul balls.
Oh, I lost track. Right.
So I'm kidding.
I'm
trying to make this exciting, you know.
Yeah, I know we got to be at least in double digits on foul balls in this at bat.
I know that was an expression back in the day, 99 fouls.
And there goes another one. One of these days we need to get us like a clicker or something on that.
Yeah, really. But you know what? Give credit to the hitter, you know. She's making some kind of contact. Layton making really, really good pitches. And she's hanging in there.
Yeah, this is still two balls and two strikes with one out here in the top of the second inning. Cubs leading 1-0. And this time
she made it worth a while.
Yep, she clubs that one in the left center field and goes all the way to the wall. And Jack's over to get it and rushes it back in to hold her to a long single. And so now that'll bring up the center fielder, Herrera.
Tell you what, great job by Alden Jacks. That was a gapper all the way in the left center.
Yeah.
Got over there quickly to hold her to that single.
And now Herrera stepping in, left-handed hitting center fielder. All right, hit a pitcher, Davis. And lays down a bunt, butts it foul up the third base side. And Castillo was over to get it, but luckily for the Cubettes, that went foul because he was already pretty much at first base by the time Castillo was able to pick it up. Yeah, that one up and in gets away from Castillo. And Hayes will move on down to second. Wild pitch. And time is called. And the infielders all coming in to have a word with Davis.
I'm wondering, possibly, was that a miscommunication between Castillo and Layton on a pitch?
I think you're right on that, because that's the way I was kind of wondering about that myself.
It clearly, and I thought for a minute it hit the batter, but it was just, wasn't there. And not that anybody's right, wrong, or indifferent, because it happens all the time.
Squared away the bunt, and takes another ball. Yeah, so it's 2-2 now. Or, no, 1-2. Squares away the bunt, that one up high. She pulls the bat back, and now it's 2-2. But between Hayes and Herrera, Davis had to throw a lot of pitches this inning. And Herrera's going to call time.
We live in an era today where pitches which the pitcher throws comes from not the catcher. It will sometimes, it may come from the dugout, or it may be relayed from the dugout to the catcher. But and occasionally we still see it where you have a really, really good catcher where the catcher is calling.
Yeah.
Knowing the batter, knowing what the batter can or can't do. And
where's the way the bunt pulls the bat back, and that's ball four. First walk issued by Davis. It gets two runners aboard, and they'll bring up Simpson, the catcher.
And nobody's right, wrong, or indifferent.
Exactly.
It's just the situation. So Layton just needs to settle down now and throw strikes.
And change up in there for a strike.
Tell you what, she was totally fooled, Doug.
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to see Davis throw more of that changeup, because that seems to be one of her best pitch. And that one back up the middle, and she's going to go to third base, get the one.
We're going to get a double play.
A rare 5-3-5 double play. And the coach for Porter not happy with the call. Or he should have left her at second then. She's arguing with the umps. She tried to reach over, and they're like...
The throw was there before the runner.
Yeah.
Could she have missed the tag? Maybe. But when the runner... when the throw gets there before the runner, the majority of the time,
exactly,
it's an out.
And so that's a double play there. Then we'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. Cubettes lead it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, as we come back here, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. We're in the bottom of the second inning, and the Brenham Cubs lead it 1-0. Salas warming up. She'll be looking at J.C. Hager, Alden Jacks, and Payson Gurka. And try to get this one in. Beat the rain. Originally, this game was supposed to be played at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But trying to beat the rain, move the game up to an 11 o'clock start time.
And it ended up being close to noon.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, we got noon now, but we're supposed to start at 11 and end up being, I think, about 11:15, 11:20 when we finally got started. And pitch down low for a ball. Actually, a little bit later, because that's when we started the pre-game show. So I guess probably about 11:35, 11:40. When
yeah,
we got
something like that. I was being a little facetious there. But,
and 1-0 pitch up high, and it's 2-0 to J.C. Hager.
Cubats had a good top half of the first, which made it go rather quickly.
Exactly. And pitch taken for a ball.
Wow.
3-0 count. And another off-speed, and that's ball four. Hager takes the walk. That'll send her on down to first and bring up Alden Jacks. And it looks like we're going to have a runner for Hager.
Six, Doug.
That would be Kate Martin. So Martin running for Hager down at first base. Squared away the button runner going and throw down, and she's out.
That was another one of those situations where the ball is there.
Yeah. And good throw by the catcher there, too, for Porter. That's Simpson. Put it right on the money.
Good throw. Very good throw.
And so now Jack's batting that. And don't think she's going to be bunting anymore in this at bat. And change up way high ball. 2-0 count.
It came with that change up again, Doug, and it looked like the release was a little bit early.
And that one up high for a ball is 3-0. And strike called. Some like to call it the obligatory strike call on a 3-0.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. We've seen worse, but.
Yeah. And a pie ball four. Second walk of the inning, and Jack's aboard now. That'll bring up Payson Gurka, the second baseman. Coaches for the Cubs, head coach Katie Roberts down at third base, and assistant coach Kelly Majewski-Baker over at first base. And pitch taken for a strike, 0-1. Dimensions here in Alumni Field, 220 to straightaway center, 190 down the lines. Change up again, and Gurka able to hold up. It's 1-1.
You know, we did see Payson Gurka drive one yesterday.
Yeah, and that one fouled away, one ball and two strikes. Long look in. Cubs with a 1-0 lead. Looking to build on that. And that one's another changeup, and that one fouled away. Just kind of a little haphazard swing there by Gurka. And that's a wild pitch. Goes to the backstop. And Jax will head on down to second. That gets her in the scoring position now. Two balls, two strikes, one out. And strike three called. And so Gurka down on strike, strike out number two. And it'll be up to Sandra Prito to try to get that run in. And she sends that one fisted out to left fielder over, and making the grab to retire the sides. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. And we got two innings in the books. Cubs lead it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil. On FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South. Large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
All right, as we come back here, and it will be Hughes, Ramirez, and Westfall batting for Porter. Cubs lead it 1-0. We're in the top of the third inning. And squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, swung on and missed. And it is 0-1. Long look in and the pitch. Little check swing. Ground ball to second. Gurka will flip to Baker at first, and that's out number one. And now we go to the top of their batting order with Ramirez. Long looking, and that one ground ball, Baker knocked it down, and she'll run to the bag. And that is two down. A couple of quick outs there for the Cubettes to pick up there. And now it's Westfall, the batter. And let's see if Davis can get through a 1-2-3 inning. Westfall grounded to third or first time up. That one way outside of ball, and it's 1-0. And tried to check her swing, and umpire says she went around. That's strike one. She tried to hold up there a little bit, but just couldn't do it. And that one is hit foul down the line. Cubs giving chase, but it's going to be out of their reach. And that'll make the count 1-2 now. Two strikes, and fouled that one away. That'll hold the count.
Okay, I'm trying to remember this, Doug. Am I correct? I think Nukaney Porter is still 5A?
Yes. Now, as far as they are with the new standings that just came out earlier this month, that I don't know. But for right now, they're still 5A.
Well, and it, the question now is, are they D1 or D2?
Yeah. That one popped out to second base, and Durkee gets it to retire the side. So that ends up being a 3-up and 3-down inning. And 3-up and 3-down. Way to go, Brenham National Bank. So way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. And we head to the bottom of the third inning. Cubs lead it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And as we come back here, we head to the bottom of the third inning for the Cubettes. It'll be Allie Tiemann, Mackenzie Tiemann, and Harper Castillo. Brenham trailing this one 1-0. And Allie Tiemann, her first at bat of the game. Come on, And takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. That one bounced up there, ball. Nice block in the dirt there by the catcher, Simpson. And that one off speed. She's going to hold up. And strike called, 3-1. Swung and a miss, took a big cut there and came up empty.
That was that change up again.
Yeah.
And that one was a really good one.
That one had some movement on it. Three balls, two strikes. And a pie ball forward. Tiemann draws the walk. So Allen Tiemann reaches. Now it's time for Mackenzie Tiemann to bat. Tiemann has the only run of the game. She's had a double her first time up. Took third on a throwing error, or took third, and then as she was trying to go to third, the catcher overthrew third base, ended up in the outfield. And she was able to come home and score. And so far, that run has been the only one of the ball game just so far. And she sends this one a fly ball out to center. And it's going to get over the
misjudged
center.
Misjudged it.
And it's off to the races down there. Coach Roberts is going to hold him. And now she's going to send her. And Allie Tiemann scores to make it 2-0, Cubettes. Yeah, she just didn't.
Tell you what, Doug, it looked like the center fielder just, she kept her eye on the ball, but I think she misjudged that ball just a little bit.
Yeah.
But good job. Here we go. Mackenzie, 2-for-2 again.
Yep. Time is called, and now the third baseman wants to go over and have a word with the pitcher. And squared away, the bunt pulls the bat back, throw down to third, and she's safe. McKinley almost caught there, leaning a little bit too much.
Just a little. I just glanced down there at Mom. Mom's a little nervous, kind of bounced around a little bit.
Two oh count and the pitch. Sent up to center field. Center fielder makes the grab, fires that one in, but it won't be in time. It's a sack fly for Castillo. And that will get Mackenzie Tiemann home with run number 3 for the Cubettes. And now they'll bring up Leighton Davis. And that pitch swung on a miss. It's 0-1. No balls, one strike. That one fisted up in the air, and right fielder over makes a grab, and that'll retire the side. But in the inning,
That's two outs.
Okay.
Doug.
Jumping ahead of myself.
No, you're all right. You're good.
And now it's going to bring up Kylie Baker. Right, And that one bounced at her feet and goes all the way to the backstop.
That combination with Allie Tiemann batting nine and McKenzie batting one, it just so happens in a lot of situations that it happened today, you have two leadoff hitters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that one. Well, that's going to, I guess, be ruled a ball. It's 2-0.
Salas has struggled a lot today, but, you know, found a way to only give up two runs so far.
Yep, that one up high for a ball. 3-0. And that one is ball four, and Baker draws the walk. I'll put a runner aboard now for J.C. Hager. And now she wants a new, Salas wants a new softball. Lifted it in the dugout, now the dugout gives her another one.
Okay, now, Doug, and I need to get up to date on all softball rules. You know, we had the pinch runner, and I think now, is that correct? Hager has to re-enter. Am I right?
I don't know, because I started trying to read the...
Well, Coach Roberts came to the umpire, and the umpire's making little notes. So
yeah.
I'm speculating.
Pitch is taken for us.
That's a scary thought.
Well, some of these rules, I started trying to understand them, but then my head would start hurting.
Well, the thing of it is, you know, one of the ones that the NFL made,
mm-hmm.
with the way they do kickoffs now.
Yeah, oh, I hate that so much.
Gee, man.
It's like, that was something that didn't need to be changed. It's like,
you know what? If we have really excellent kickers. I understand all that. Move the kick 5 or 10 yards back. Whatever you need to do.
And pitch is taken for a ball, 2-1.
I didn't mean to bring up football, but it's all the same about understanding rules each sport, so it's good.
And that one's down low, ball skips away from the catcher, and making her way down to second base is Baker. And now they're going to have a players' conference at the circle. Alden Jones.
And, you know, here we are, another situation where Salas is up in the count again.
Yeah. And taking down the ball for the Hager. And now that'll bring up Alden Jacks. Jacks, sophomore outfielder on the Cubettes.
To what, Alden Jacks, good contact hitter. You know what? Anything could happen here now.
Yep. And pitch is taken for a ball. I'm looking to see a lot of folks got their umbrellas out, but I don't. At least as far as I can tell, it's not raining yet.
It looks a little gray in the background back there, and Coach Roberts got the hood on.
Yeah. And pitch is taken for a strike, and kind of a delayed call there.
That's another one of those.
Cubettes leading 3-0. Here in the bottom of the third, and looking for more. Pitch taken for a ball. It's 2-1. Long look in, and now that one up high for a ball. And Salas taking her own time in between pitches.
And I'm looking here, Doug. Porter has no one warming up, so.
And that one inside, ball four. Jack draws the walk, and so now she has loaded the bases. So. And that one taken outside for a ball. Payson Gurka with runners on every base. Walks have put him there. Trying to get him home now and extend this lead. And that one taken for...
an uncertain ball.
Yeah, we're guessing ball because he didn't throw a fist pump or anything in there. And that one, take it for another ball. That's 3-0. And so now Salas in danger of walking in a run. And a pod ball for Gurka takes the walk. Fourth straight walk, and then it'll also bring in a run as Baker comes in to score. And that'll make it 4-0 now, Cubettes. And now Sandra Pito, the left fielder, will step up to the plate.
And, you know, we have not seen the coach yet, and that's four walks in a row. I would tend to be a little concerned.
And they're not even close either. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Now we're starting to see some raindrops hitting our little window in front of us. But just light for now. And that one taken for a strike. It's 1-1.
Who batted around? Close.
Yeah, this is the last batter.
Getting close.
This is the ninth batter of the inning. So, yeah, we have batted around. When that one ground ball over to short, go to second for one. That's all they're going to have time for. Yeah, well, that is out. That is out. Fielder's choice, and then 6-3 on the put out. And so that'll retire the side. But the Cubs do put three runs on the board. Just one hit in that inning. There were five walks in that inning. And we head to the top of the fourth. Cubs lead it 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
All right, as we come back here, we're heading to the top of the fourth inning. And the Brenham Cubs lead it 4-0 over New Caney Porter. And for Porter, it's going to be Evans Pickens, Herrera, and Pruitt to bat here against Leighton Davis. Some of them might need to go tell Josh next door to turn the music off. As the pitch is a strike call. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he wasn't there. He had left his post. That's what.
They were pointing at us.
They're pointing at us. It's like, we have no control over the music over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, today it's Josh Hyatt.
Yeah. we love Josh. Oh, we do. Yeah, we all love him.
He's a good guy.
Great guy, yeah.
Yeah. And pitches ball. It's 2-0.
Last night when I got home, Doug, we were watching, and my wife loves all that Survivor stuff. I don't care about it. But
that stuff is so fake.
Oh, yeah. And do you know what? There are people getting rich over it.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw one of those scenes where these women were digging and playing in the sand.
Yeah.
And one lady actually separated her shoulder. And I'm going, geez, is it this way? And finally, this little old blonde gal ends up getting the little event, and she wins the event. She turns around and gives all the other ladies the number one sign.
And that one, meanwhile, is a base hit into center field by Evans Pickens.
I tell you what, that ball was really well hit there by Evans Pickens. It was a shot.
That was scalded. And now that'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Herrera, the shortstop.
I tell you what, great job, though, by Alden Jacks, you know, getting the ball, feeling it, and hold her on a single. You know, it was kind of shaded more to right center field, but great job by Alden.
Yeah, she really raced over there and cut that one off. And pitch is fouled away. It's 0-1.
That's one thing about Coach Roberts. When Alden came in as a freshman last year, she had a very good center fielder for 4 years.
Yeah.
And, you know that's one of your key positions. All the positions are important, but everything up the middle is very important.
Yeah. And looking forward to seeing that center fielder again down the road when we get to our do some blend games later on.
Oh, yes, exactly. That's another young lady. That's what you got.
And for those of you at home, may not, we're referring to former Brandon Cubette Hallie Scheel. And really, the Cubettes over the years have been blessed with some really good center fielders.
No, I'm going to tell you what. I can go back a number of years, and you hit the nail on the head. We're blessed with really good center fielders.
And the 0-2 pitch down low for a ball as the runner takes off for second, and she'll seal uncontested. We got Kramer Este, who's back here as a coach. And then before that, Kelly Jordan was just an on-base machine back in the day. And Olivia Van Hook as well.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you.
So, yeah, definitely some good ones out there. And pitch up high for a ball.
And I'm looking over things, Doug. Did you say or notice that Isabel's behind the plate?
I did not notice that.
Yes.
Isabel Hyatt taking over the catching duties. And that one is a ball. 3-2 count now on Herrera.
I'm looking at that, and I really like the situation. Give Isabel, as we speak right now, the Cubs are more or less in control of the ball game. Mm-hmm. And she'll get some time again behind the plate.
And that one, a ground ball was short. Allie teaming up.
Oh, good job.
Throw to Baker at first and relay across the diamond, and she almost got her again.
It's close. Very, very close.
6-3 on the put out. And then Baker tried to get that one in, and her hand temporarily came out of the bag, but she got it back in before McKenzie could get the tag down. And so that'll bring up Pruitt.
Tell you what, another clean play there by Allie Teeman at shortstop. I think she's making herself a fixture over there.
Yeah. And this one, a little looping fly ball out to right.
See this?
Throw to the plate. Oh, is offline. And yeah. Coming in to score is Pickens. So it'll be a sack fly. And so that is two away now. They'll bring up Hayes, the designated player. And on I see now Castillo has gone out to left field.
Yes.
And Prieto has moved from left field to right field. Looks like the infielders are all the same. And as we said, Jack's still out there in the center. So those are the changes. Hyatt catching, Castillo in left, and Prieto in right. And pitch is... Wow, how did he not call that one a strike?
Yeah. And, you know, that's another point, you know, that needs to be looked at. You know, coaches moving players around, and you know, that's the one point about this tournament season, what I call the tournament season.
Yep.
You're looking at what is going to be your lineup setup for district.
Exactly. And, too, like she was telling me, with the amount of young players that she's got moving around to see who can fit in those holes.
Right.
And down low a ball. It's 3-1 now, or 3-0 now. On Hayes.
Layton really not giving her. Hayes got that single last time at bat, and Layton doing a good job pitching around her.
And a pie ball 4. Hayes draws the walk, and so that'll bring up. The other Herrera, the one out in center field, she walked her last time up.
Only second walk given up by Layton. It's okay.
And that's one thing Layton is really good about is she doesn't walk very many. Although she does have 2 so far in this game. But normally she pitches to contact and a ground ball back to the pitcher. Davis over
there. Oh, nice play.
Out number 3. And that'll retire the side. In the inning, they do get 1 run on 1 hit. There were no errors and 1 runner left on. And we go to the bottom of the 4th. It is 4-1 Brenham. And when we come back, we'll have the Whataburger recap after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years
Brenham
of sales
Animal
and
Services
service.
Providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
All right, as we come back here, and we do have a pitching change.
That is Kay Hayes.
And Hayes coming in to pitch. And so this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, it's the insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home. Personal or business, give them a call on 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And it's also time now for the Whataburger Recap. And brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup, adding big flavor to your hometown. With online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. Cubs got on the board back in the first inning with a run. Mackenzie Tiemann had a double and then took third on an error, and the catcher had overthrown third, and Tiemann was able to come around and score the first run of the ball game. And this is Allie Tiemann batting now, and she takes a ball, 1-0. And then Cubs would put three more on the board on an RBI double by Mackenzie Tiemann that scored Allie Tiemann. And then Harper Castillo with a sac fly. And then also a bases loaded, let's see. Kind of lost track of my notes here. And then a fielder's choice that brought home the third run of the inning. And time is called. Coach Roberts wanting to head out and have a word with the umpire. I mean, it should be pretty simple to bring in the designated player in to pitch.
And am I correct on that? That eliminates the DP?
Yes. Everybody else should still be the same. But yeah, they're bringing the DP into pitch. And that one outside for a ball. And then, by the way, and then Porter would score their run in the top of this inning on a sac fly. And that's where we stand right now. And that is your Whataburger recap. Cubs lead it 4-1. And strike called 2-1 now on Allie Tiemann. Yeah, that one taking up high, a ball. Three balls and a strike. And inside, ball four, and Tiemann draws her second walk of the game. And now they'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann. And Mackenzie Tiemann, and she's been on base both times. She's got a pair of doubles. And RBI and two runs scored. And squares away to bunt.
Oh, what a bunt.
A good one down.
What
oh,
a
got
bunt.
The first baseman. And they're going to throw to third. And Allie beats it out. She kept right on running. And Mackenzie kept right on running. So we're going to have runners at second and third and nobody out. Ends up being a bunt base hit. And really no error there. It's just the speed of the Tiemann sisters that got them in a scoring position. And now Harper Castillo comes up to bat. Chance to get a couple chance for an RBI opportunity here.
Hey, Doug, I don't think I've missed this either. That is only our third hit, correct?
That's Mackenzie's third hit. Well, yeah, she's got the...
She's got them all.
Yeah, we got three hits, and Mackenzie's got all three.
Yeah.
And Castillo's looking for the suicide squeeze, but fouled it off.
You know, I like that move there by Coach Roberts, you know.
But in addition to the three hits, we've also drawn eight walks so far in the game.
I know.
One pitch to Castillo. And Castillo back
go.
In the middle, and Allie Tiemann will score. Mackenzie coming. Oh, now she slips in between, and she's going to have to hold up a third. And so it'll still be an RBI single there, and then Castillo on the throw home went to second.
I was getting ready to make a comment. You know, Harper's been hitting the ball really well, but just hadn't been getting on base, and here she comes back and drives one right back up the middle.
Leighton Davis now squeeze bunt, and they're going to throw it first, get her out, but coming in to score is Mackenzie Tiemann. And that'll make it now 6-1, Cubettes.
Good bunt there by Leighton.
I mean, she just placed it perfectly up that first base side. The first baseman had no choice, had to come in. And then the only play, because the run had already come in, she had to go to first. And Castillo now at third with Kylie Baker batting. And Baker in this one, 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. She's in that one.
Down the line.
Fair ball, and Castillo will score. And that will make it now 7 to 1. And now J.C. Hager, the batter. Hager, the designated player. She's walked both times. And we're going to get a runner here. And Reagan Wall is going to come out and run for Baker. And strike call, 0-1.
So a good job by the Cubettes this inning, putting runners in scoring position and getting them across the plate.
And that one, a ground ball fair in the left field where he hit. And so another one, and still only just one out in the inning. Hager aboard, now Alan Jacks the batter. Jax has walked both times she's been to the plate.
Tell you what, here we go. McKenzie getting all the hits, and all of a sudden.
And Jackson's this one. Ooh, that's going to
go.
Fielder's head up against the wall. And it's a race around the base paths. And coming in to score is Wall. It's an RBI double for Alden Jacks. Wall had to hold up, make sure that one wasn't going to get caught, and then raced around the base paths and scored. And Hager moves over to third. So you got runners at second and third, only one out. And that's going to bring up Payson Gurka. Or actually, it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here. It looks like McKenna Marsteers is going to bat.
What I was going to finish about that, you know, you had Castillo got a hit. Then we had a sacrifice by Leighton Davis, and all of a sudden you get three hits in a row.
There you go. And McKenna Marsters the batter. Two teammates aboard. It's now 8-1 Cubettes. And that one taken for a ball, 1-0.
Hey, Doug, it's only one out.
Yeah?
We have an opportunity to end this game.
Yeah. Pitch taken for a strike. Or we'd still have to play the top half of the fifth.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. Here we are.
But yeah,
we're in the fourth. You're right. I stand corrected.
Yeah, three more runs in this, and then
I saw the five I put up on Porter, and I lost track there.
And pitch taken for a ball. Got Mets with a four-run inning. And bounced up there a ball. And that one is going to scoot through. And that's going to get two more home. And it's a two-run single for Marsteers. And it will score Hager and also Jax. And it's now 10-1. And it looks like we're going to get a runner here for Marsters.
That'll be Wall. I mean, Gurka.
Gurka coming back.
Sorry about that.
And Sandra Prieto batting now. She is 0 for 2 with a fly out to left and then reached on a fielder's choice. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And so once again, second inning in a row, the Cubs have batted around. And a pot for a ball, throw it back over to first, and in there safely is Gurka.
No disrespect to anybody, but, you know, just the Cubs have taken advantage of it. They're pitching, not throwing strikes.
And that one swung on a miss. Brito chased one upstairs, and it's 1-2.
But then when they threw a good strike, Cubs teed off.
Yep. And that one, a slow roller to short. They're going to go to second for one. Relay to first. Double play. 6-4-3 to retire the side. But in the inning, Cubs do put up six runs, and they now lead this one 10-1 as we go to the top of the fifth inning, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
And supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
And as we come back here, we're heading to the top of the fifth inning. Cubs in firm control of this one, 10-1 over New Caney Porter. And it's the catcher Simpson to lead things off. She'll be followed by Hughes, and then back to the top of their order with Ramirez.
You know, barring the wheels totally falling off. Three good ball games in a row now for the Cubettes.
Yeah, and they're swinging the bats well, pitching well, and things going good. And line drive off the glove of Gurka.
Ball hit really well.
Yeah, we'll give her a hit on that, because that was pretty well juiced there. And that's going to bring up Hughes now. Hughes grounded out the second, her first time up. And Davis wants a different softball. But yeah, Cubs with one run in the first, three runs in the third, and then six runs in the fourth.
A fair inning in the third, and a really good inning in the fourth.
Yeah, that fourth at bats, which has been pretty quiet. Well, hadn't seen any good pitching, but coming to life there, runner going. Throw down from Hyatt, and she's in there safely. Yeah, the run. Let's see, that's a different base runner in there now for Simpson. Courtesy runner for the catcher. As Hughes bats now on the 1-0 count. And strike called. 1-1 now. And that one's going to be golfed down into right center. Jack's over, and she's going to hurry that one in. And it's a single for Hughes, and it's two runners aboard. And we go back to the top of the order with Ramirez. So you got two on and nobody out.
So another good job there by Alden Jacks. That ball hitting the gap out in right center and doing a great job to get over there, holding the runner at third.
And with the 9-run lead, infield playing back. And that is a strike call, 0-1. And that one inside for a ball, one ball, one strike. And this one, a little shot out into right, and that's going to drop in for a base hit, and that'll get a run home. Third straight hit now for Porter, and the scoring is Simpson. And Ramirez reaches, and that'll bring a bus fall. As it's now a 10-2 ball game. And still nobody out here in the top of the fifth. And this one popped up, and Colin Forts Davis, and she'll haul it in for out number one. And then we'll bring up Evans Pickens. She's been on base both times, reached on there, and also singled. And scored the first of their runs. And she's run deep back and gone. 3-run homer for Evans Pickens.
Wow.
Yeah.
That one got out of here in a hurry.
That was a no doubter. And that'll make it 10-5 now.
Boy, now all of a sudden Porter taking advantage of all those hits on a row.
Yeah. And yeah, still only one out in this inning as Herrera comes to bat.
Yeah. You know, forget about it. Move on. We still have the lead.
That's the main thing. Main thing is just got to start getting some outs. And pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
You know, going back to Evans Pickens, you know, she gets all in the air, and even the air, that ball was hit really well.
Yeah. And that one outside for a ball.
She's just a good hitter.
And now we're starting to see some sunshine coming out here at the ballpark.
Yeah, you know, that's how I saw that line last night, Doug.
Yeah.
You were going to go through areas where you had some little spots of light rain, and then Mother Sunshine may come out.
Mm-hmm. Check swing. And they said, yes, it did go around, and that's a strikeout. So two outs now, and that's actually just the first strikeout for Leighton Davis in the game here. And now that'll bring up Pruitt. And that one foul back into the screen. 0-1 count. And that one, golf to third, teaming up with it. Throws to first and gets the out to retire the side. So in the inning, there were four runs on four hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is the Brenham Cubheads 10 and New Caney Porter 5. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Lamorello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
And we come back here to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and the Cubs leading at 10-5. And it'll be Allie Tiemann, Mackenzie Tiemann, and Harper Castillo to bat. Against Hayes. All right.
Yep.
There we go. Waiting to make
you
sure,
got it off.
Make sure they were going to cut the radio off. And Tiemann has walked both times and scored both times. She's been up so far today. First pitch to her is ball, 1-0. And that one is going to be sent out into center field. That's going to be a base hit. And so Allie Tiemann been on base all three times. And it's going to bring up Mackenzie Tiemann.
Still a perfect day.
Yeah. Two doubles, a single, three runs scored, and an RBI. And a pot for a ball.
We'll see if Mackenzie can keep our streak going.
Oh, yeah.
No, this third game in a row, just a really good ball game.
Yeah, she sends that one foul down the right field line. Out of play, and it is 1-1.
You know, I know Mackenzie enjoys the game because it is a game and it is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're hitting like she's hitting, man, you're on cloud nine.
Oh, yeah. Squares away the bunt, bunts it foul. And we were talking to her dad, Wade, teaming last night, and he said all it was just one little tweak in her swing to get her going again.
Yeah, it's normally it's something. It could be something very simple, but you know, I've been there and done that. You're hitting the ball right at somebody, and they're just not falling.
Yeah, and that pitch taken for a ball. It's 2-2 now on Mackenzie Tiemann.
Don't make the game a science.
Yeah. Let it be fun.
Yes.
And swings and misses. She's down on strikes. Throw down.
Oh, that's a
bad call.
I saw it coming.
Yeah, he called it. So it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. But that I'm sorry, that was a bad call down there on the end.
I should have saw that right away, but, you know, watching McKenzie see what she's going to do, but she was protecting little sis.
Yep, and so two down now for Harper Castillo. And Castillo, ground ball, that's going to get through for a hit. And so Castillo now 2 for 3.
Now Harper getting back on track.
Exactly.
And ball hit really well.
And it's the same, too, on the double play there, because that snaps the string. Teaming at a string of 10 hits in a row before hitting into that double play.
Yeah, I know. That's, you know.
And time is called.
You and I have had the pleasure of observing all of that.
Oh, yeah. And Davis sends one a high fly ball deep.
My drop.
And that's going to go up against the fence. And Castillo coming all the way around, and she will score. And that'll make it 11-5. RBI double for Davis.
So a ball hit really well. Short bounce to direct center field wall.
And now Kylie Baker will bat. Baker is single and walked. And also an RBI and a run scored. And that one down the line.
Got it ball. Again.
And that'll make it...
See how good my memory is, Doug. I believe that's where the last single went.
Yep. And it's 12-6 now. Or no, 12-5 rather. 12-5. And J.C. Hager, the batter. Hager's walked twice and singled. And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one taken for a strike.
Erase that bomb by Evans Pickens. Game over.
Yeah.
So give credit to Evans Pickens.
And that one taken for a strike. And it's 0-2. And that one, base hit there for Hager. And she continues her perfect day at the plate.
Yeah, her second hit in a row.
Yeah, to go along with the two walks. And now Alden Jacks has also been on base all three times. Two walks and an RBI double.
We've had some quiet excitement by several players.
Yeah, especially in the last couple of innings, really started to pick up. And Jack fouls that one away. It's 0-1. And that one fouled away. No balls, two strikes.
Think Alden's capable of going yard?
Yeah. And down low for a ball, it's 1-2. And Payson Gurka is in the on-deck circle. And a 1-2, swung on and missed. Throw down to first, and that'll retire the side on the strikeout. And so in the inning, the Cubs do come up with two more runs, and they lead it 12-5 as we head to the top of the sixth inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit Korth & Linke. Welding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
And as we come back here, we're into the top of the sixth inning. The Brenham Cubettes leading it 12-5 over Nakani Porter. And it's going to be Hayes, Herrera, and Simpson to bat. Doug Brown and Tommy Lane with you on a Saturday afternoon from Alumni Field. And Davis will end the circle and now facing Hayes. Hayes, who was the DP, is now the pitcher for the Lady Spartans. And Hayes is singled and walked. And pitch taken down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch, that's a high chopper, and that's going to get into left field for a base hit.
Doug, I was just getting ready to make a comment. I don't know if you noticed that. Her hands were down on the bat. I mean, she was, it was almost covering up the bottom part of the bat. She's that's what you call a hitting pitcher.
Yep. And no,
courtesy runner. And I'll try to get that number.
It was number 7, Sade, bat. Yeah. And Herrera now. Herrera walked her first time up, grounded back to the pitcher her last time up. Looking a square way to bunt. Pulls the bat back and takes a ball. Sade with a big lead over there at first. And now Hyatt's going to look her back. And that one taken upstairs for a ball. 2-0 count. That one grounded it short, teaming up with it. Goes to second for one. Relay to first, not in time. But they do get the lead runner. And so that's one down, and that'll bring up Simpson, the catcher. And that one pisses out to right field and drops it in front of Prieto. And two runners aboard now. She just went the opposite way and dropped that one in. And now Hughes, the batter. And courtesy runner again. And I believe that's going to be number 13, McDaniel, going in there. So McDaniel running for Simpson. And Hughes, she is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Rode home on that 3-run homer. You'd like to get these last two outs and not get let Evans Pickens get up there again.
Yeah.
Wild pitch, and let, now the runners move up. And she sends
oh, my goodness. Oh, nice play there.
The grab. That thing looked like it was going to fall in, but then Gurkha makes the over-the-shoulder grab, and that's out number two.
Yeah, Gurkha gets over there real quick. Nice jump and gets over there to make the play, get the out.
And now it will be Ramirez, the leadoff hitter. Ramirez 1-for-3. RBI single and a run scored. And that one inside has to get out of the way of that, and it's 1-0. And next one taken just inside for a ball. It's 2-0. And taken for a ball, 3-0 now. Square the way the bump pulls the bat back, and it's 3-1.
Question is now, count 3-1. What do you do? I'd say you take it unless it's right down the middle and it's your yep. pitch. Oh, my
and
goodness.
And it was. Up against the wall, Castillo over. And it's going to be a two-run double for Ramirez. That'll make it 12-7 now.
All of a sudden here, the last two innings for...
Yeah. And now I believe Cubettes are going to get a pitching change now. Yeah. Gurkha is going to come in here. And so with the pitching change, we'll take it and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield. Here for all your auto glass needs, 2831 U.S. 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
All right, as we come back here, Cubettes leading at 12-7 in the top of the sixth inning. And we have a pitching change for the Cubettes as Payson Gurkha comes on. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And Gurkha's first pitch, that's back up the middle, a base hit. Jacks up with it, fires home, oh, and cut off by Baker. RBI single. And that makes it 12-8 now, and that is going to bring up Evans Pickens, who hit a massive three-run homer her last time up.
A bomb.
Yeah.
Or, you know, poor Payson comes in here, you know, one hitter hits one right up the middle, and now you got to face the number three hitter who hit that long home run. And
pitches bounce up there, gets away from the catcher Hyatt, and the runner will move up. And I don't know that I wouldn't just put her on right now.
Yeah, you know what? You made the greatest point of the day, Doug. Yeah. There you go.
She must be listening to us in the dugout.
She heard you. She did hear you.
And so an intentional walk there to Evans Pickens and take her going from somebody that's been on base all three times versus now playing Herrera, who's 0-3. I'd rather take my chances with Herrera.
Yeah, you know, we've been able to keep her in check, so.
And the pitch from Gurkha, foul away. Cabet's trying to hold on to this four-run lead. And that one up high for a ball. 1-1 count. And that one shot the...
Oh, what a stop!
Runs to the bag and gets the out.
Ooh, nice play there by Layden.
And let's see, is that... I see them coming out of the dugout, and that is going to be the ball game. So our final score, the Brenham Cubs win it 12-8. And that will take us to our post-game show. And let's see here. The post-game is made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. And back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BBSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walshick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 4 years of experience, Presley Walshick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalshickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7810. Trust Walshick Construction with your building projects. Walshick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium Wada chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49. Now that's a big deal. The Wada deal. Now at Whataburger. For a limited time at participating locations. Download the app.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
All right, and we welcome back to a happy press box up here in Alumni Field. Brenham Cubettes win it 12-8 over New Caney Porter, and joining us right now, Mackenzie Thiemann. And Mackenzie, what a great last three games you've had, young lady. 10 out of your last 11, and just really putting the ball in play today. We talked to your dad last night. He said it was just one little tweak in your swing that did it.
Yes, we talked after one of the games yesterday, and we fixed what was wrong, and I guess that helped a lot.
Yeah, and especially because after a rough day Thursday, I know that's got to feel good in the dugout to come back and get three straight wins.
Yes, sir. And we knew going into yesterday, as we thought we were going to play three games, that we were going to have to stay consistent in the box, and everyone throughout our entire lineup was going to have to hit the ball. So it was really good to see our whole lineup perform yesterday and today.
Yeah, and Gores and tournaments like this, you see all sorts of different types of teams. And what's one of the things y'all take away from getting to play all these different teams in such a short amount of time?
I think it's very beneficial to us. Kind of compared to our district, you're going to see faster pitching, you're going to see slower pitching in the same week. And I think that just adjusting game from game and then even at bat to a bat helps us a lot in these tournaments. And we learn a lot, and our games back to back have helped us with our stamina and things like that.
All right, Mackenzie, congratulations on the win, and we're going to get Leighton Davis in here now. And, Leighton, congratulations on the win here today, and not under the best of conditions, but y'all managed to get the bats going and put this one away early.
Yes, sir. I came out, and I was...
Came out today and working with a couple of different, started with Harper and then with Isabel. And I guess it's one of the things, pitching wise, adjusting to building up that chemistry, especially with using a different catcher this year.
Yes, Harper is very new to catching, and I think having her as another set of hands, and she will really help with Isabel because we only have that one catcher. So yeah. I think she's been doing good. So
yeah, and of course, like I was talking with Mackenzie earlier, that after a rough day Thursday to come out and get three straight wins and getting double digit runs, that has to really do a lot, I imagine, for the confidence in the dugout there.
Yes. It really helps me stay, like, energized, having fun. Having my offense behind me, it really helps.
Yeah, and congratulations on the win now. Well, she just went out the door. We're going to get Coach Roberts in here now, but thanks again, Leighton.
Sorry.
Well, Coach, another win here this afternoon, and team really hitting the ball really well over these last three games.
Yeah, I felt like, you know, throughout the entire lineup, we were confident, you know, and able to produce runs no matter where we were in the lineup. They hit the ball pretty hard. Even some that were outs, we hit hard. Got some bunts down, and I saw a lot of things today that I thought we successfully executed. So the last day of the tournament is always, you know, we're mentally exhausted and all that. So I thought the girls, we came this morning and had to pull the tarp off, you know, and didn't know what the rain was going to do. I thought they really stayed focused considering all stuff that we've been through as far as, you know, the schedule changes and that kind of thing. It can get you off track, and I thought the girls did a good job.
Yeah, and got to see all three of your pitchers. And how do you evaluate as far as how they did in the tournament?
Good. I mean, I saw some good things. I thought, you know, if we, on the first couple of days that we didn't win the ball game, it was more defensively or we didn't produce offensively in the second game, you know, on Thursday. So I thought our pitchers had pretty good outings, and they actually got better throughout the tournament. The first couple games we got behind early, you know, in the game, and then we started settling in better on the rubber, and I thought they started better, you know, as we progressed through the tournament. So I'm happy with the way that they've been out there all weekend.
Yeah, and good way to end it, and thankfully the weather held up, and now you get ready for next week.
Uh-huh, yes. We got another seven games. On Monday we go to New Caney, West Fork, and there I hear they got pretty good pitching, so it's going to be a good, you know, test for us. We need that. So, and then we head to Dripping Springs for another six games, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, and at West Fork, they're pretty new school, aren't they?
Yes, we've had them on their schedule since they started. They started with just sophomores, so I want to say this is their third or fourth year. Mm-hmm. But she, from what I hear, that they're pretty good.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations again on the win, and thank you for joining us, and we'll see you all again down the road.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
All right, and we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
All right, and we're back here. Time to take a look at the final stats for the game. And for the Cubettes, McKenzie team in 3 out of 4 with a single, 2 doubles, and RBI, 2 runs scored. Harper Castillo was 2 for 3 with a sac fly, also 2 singles, a couple of runs scored. Leighton Davis with an RBI double and also an RBI on a ground down, also runs scored. And then Kylie Baker, single and a walk, run and RBI, and then two singles in that one. And then Reagan Wall, who pinch ran for, came in and scored a run. J.C. Hager, 2 hits, 2 walks, and also scored a run. Alden Jacks with a double, 2 walks, and RBI and a run scored. McKenna Marstairs with a single and 2 RBIs. And then Allie Tiemann with a single, 2 walks, 2 runs scored. And that is how the hitting went. And when we come back, Tommy and I will name our job breeding star of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel. We make it personal.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And Tommy, we had some ladies put up some pretty good numbers here, but one of them in particular stood out.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, it's like you and I said during the game, Mackenzie Tiemann was living in a dream world the last three games. And we say that facetiously, but I'm going to tell you what, she got the pitches and she drove the pitches. She did what she needed to do, and just an outstanding game again for Mackenzie Tiemann. Can't say anything more about it. Plain and simple, that's that senior leadership. Mm-hmm. And just did an excellent job. Mackenzie team and our John Breeden star of the game.
What's the old one you used to say about looks like that softball looks like a beach ball, right?
Oh, I know. That's the best way to say it. Beach ball, I mean big, you know. I told Coach Roberts, I just got to throw this in. I said, when Mackenzie struck out, I said, I'm going to give Mackenzie credit. She was protecting her sister on the steal.
Yeah, which is true. And meanwhile, Mackenzie Tiemann, our John Breeden star of the game, C-State Farm Agent John Breeden at 2006 South A Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
The Paint Warehouse is your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. They're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. They're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. They're your local experts, and they're here to help you with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore, The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodeyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And back we come one last time. And for the tournament, the Brenham Cowbats finish it up with a 3-2 record and now 4-2 overall on the season. And so off to a good start here for 2026.
Oh, no doubt about it. We had, as always, you had a fast and furious three-day kickoff classic. I'm pleased. I saw a lot of bright spots here again. We're still a young Cubat team.
Mm-hmm.
And with a couple of really good senior leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Got two real good senior leaders there. So I'm looking forward to an exciting season. Now, you and I both know Coach Roberts and the team is going to get another test next week. So,
absolutely.
But that's okay. That's what you want. The games they count, but realistically, they don't really start counting until district. So.
Exactly.
Pleased for what I saw. Great week.
And coming up this Monday, Tommy and I are going to be, for President's Day, we're going to be heading over to Katy Peyto, and it'll be the Brenham Cubs taking on Peyto, our former district opponent. And that is going to be a special 1 o'clock start time, 12:35 pregame here on KWHI. And so we hope you can join us for that. That's Monday, 1 o'clock here on KWHI, 12:35 pregame. And in the meantime, that just leads us to thank Elizabeth and Craig back at the studios for their work on the boards and helping us bring this one to you. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, good afternoon, everybody.
Play ball!
The postgame was made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, The Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Wallet Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Waterburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and have a good rest of your day.